All right, hello everybody.
No idea what's going on.
Welcome, Rabbi Kraft.
Hello, hello. Okay, so just a quick word of introduction. In theory, I should be able to mute everybody, but I'm not seeing how that can work. So if everybody could please mute themselves to make it as smooth as possible. So here's the goal. The goal is that we're going to learn Maseches Tamid for the next 8 minutes. We are going to really try to keep it for 20 minutes a night, and we'll see how we can do. So in order to allow that to happen, I'm going to ask that people please don't ask questions in the middle. We should hold questions. I'm happy to stay on a few minutes extra at the end if people have questions. And also, I'm going to not interpret the Gemara according to every single possible shot in the Gemara, but we're going to learn the Gemara pretty much kipshuto, as going with the mefarish on the side of the page. And that's going to be the general way we're going to do this in order to make sure that we are cognizant and sensitive to everybody's very busy schedule and trying to get through it as quickly and as smoothly as possible. So having said that, let's begin. And we'll discuss the schedule exactly depending on how far it's going. We'll discuss to make sure that we're on path to finish by Erev Pesach. Okay, so that's the game plan. All right, so if everybody has a Gemara, Maseches Tamid is found at the end of the Seder of Kodshim. It's right before Maseches Nida, after Mi'ila, and then there's some small Masechtos at the very end of Seder Kodshim. So you have Mi'ila, then you have Kinim, which is just Mishnayos, and then you have Tamid, which is mostly Mishnayos, but there's a little Gemara there also. And then after Tamid, you also have Midos, which is again just Mishnayos. So if you find in your standard Vilna Shas, you can find Maseches Tamid there at the end between Kinim and Midos. Okay, let's begin. So the mission tells us on the Gemara, there were three places in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim would be Shomer. They would guard, they would have posts that guard the places in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mefarshim pointed out that this guarding was not because they were nervous about stealing, but rather because it was a kavod to the Beis HaMikdash. Like if a king or a queen has a palace, you have to have guards. That's a kavod to the palace. So there were guards in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a machlokas. It was there during the day and night, or just at night. But there were guards in three different places. The Kohanim, part of the job of the Kohanim, was to guard the place of Beis HaMikdash. What were these three places? Beis Avtinas. It was the house of Avtinas, which was a part of the Ara. I actually will share my screen, and I'll show you. I'm going to try to share my screen with you, and you'll see there's a model of a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash. So here. Okay, so one second. I keep on hearing these noises. I hope everyone's able to come in. So if you can see the Beis HaMikdash here, the model Beis HaMikdash. So you have the Azara, which is where the mouse arrow is kind of circling. So you have the Beis Avtinas is so small on my screen. One second, I'm trying to get it a little bigger. Second. Where did it go?
It's up at the top.
Right at the bottom of the Kevesh, Rabbi.
Yeah, why can't I see it over here? Oh, it's right over there. Houses. There we go. Okay, great. So you have Beis Avtinas right over here. So that's where the family of Avtinas was, the family of Kohanim that was responsible for making the Ketores. So that's one place where there would be a Kohen would be Shomer. Then if you go to the bottom, which is the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash, so there is the Shar HaNitzot, which is over here, where the mouse is circling over here. And then there was the Beis HaMoked, which was right next to the Shar Nitzos, right over here. So those were the three places where the Kohanim would be guarding. I don't know how to not share my screen anymore, so we're going to have that in the background. Oh, here, stop screen share. Okay. So those are the three places the Quran will be guarding. Okay. The Beis Atinos, Beis Hanitzos, Hayu Alios, Harovim, Shomrim, Sham. So in the Beis Atinos and the Beis Hanitzos, there were two levels. Those places and the Rovim were the young Kohanim. They would guard there. The young Kohanim were so young that they weren't old enough to do the Avoda yet. The Beis Amok, Kibo, Beis Godol, Hayu Mukaf, Rovim, Shal Evan, Ziknei, Beis Av, Yishenim, Sham. And then the Beis Akipa, so that was a area with a circular, with a dome type of ceiling, and it was surrounded by different protrusions of stones that the Ziknei Beis Av, the elders of the Beis Av, the different Kohanim, were divided into groups of who would be doing the Avoda each day. So the elders of each of those groups for each day, so those Ziknei Beis Av, they would sleep on those protrusions. They would have the keys that led into the Azara that would be in their hands. And then the Pirchei Kuhuna, Ish Kesuso Ba'aretz, and then the younger, middle-aged Kohanim, not that they were old enough to do the Avoda, but they were younger than the Ziknei Beis Av, so they would be sleeping in the Beis Hamoked as well. Kesuso Ba'aretz, their clothes would be on the land, on the floor. Lo Hayu Yishenim, the Big Day Kodesh, they wouldn't sleep in their Big Day Kahuna, in their holy clothes. Elo Hayu Poshtin, Umanichin, Osin, Tachas, Roshem, they would take off and they would fold them and put them under their heads, umiskasim b'ksusatzman, and they would cover themselves to sleep in their own regular clothing. Ira keri le'echa behen, if one of them had an emission in the middle of the night, yotzei v'holech lo b'mesiba, so he would go out and go into these tunnels that led under the underground, hahochos lo tachas avira, that led underneath the Beis HaMikdash, v'neiriz dolken mikan mikan, and there were candles that were lit along the ways of these tunnels, an shehu megia le'beis hatzvila, until they would arrive at the Beis HaTfilah, which was the mikvah that they could immerse in to become tahor. Umedura ha'isasham, in this Beis HaTfilah where the mikvah was, there was also a fire that was lit. Ubeis HaKisei shel kavod, and there was also a washroom, which washroom that was of kavod. It was honorable. What was so becoveted about this? Zehaya kavodo, this was its kavod. Matsu na'ul, if someone would walk by and they found that the door was locked, yodeya sheyesham, they would know that someone was using the restroom. Pasuach b'yadua she'ein sham adam. If it was open, they would know that someone was not in there. So you'd have the Beis HaTfilah. There was a madur lit there. There was a fire lit there. So when they come out of the mikvah, they would be warm. And there was a bathroom there. And that bathroom was very coveted. It had a lock so that you would know if someone was in it or not. Yard v'tavol. So the Kohen would go down to the mikvah. He would immerse. All of v'nistapeg. He would get up. He would come out. And he would dry off. V'nischamim k'neged madura. He would warm up by the fire that was lit there. Bav Yoshiv lo Eitzel Echav HaKohanim Ad Shehayu Sharim Niftachim V'yotzei V'holech lo. And then he would wait there. He would go back to the rest of his Kohanim who were waiting until the morning would come and the gates would open. And then he would leave because after immersing, he had to wait till the end of the day and before he could actually perform the Avoda. So he would actually have to leave the Beis HaMikdash for the time being. Mishu Rotze Litrom. So in the morning when the Kohanim would wake up, if whoever wanted to do the avoda, which is what is going to be described for the majority of this mesechta, the avoda of the Karban Tamid, which was offered once in the morning and once in the evening. So before the Karban Tamid was offered, they would first have to clean off the remnants from the Mizbeach every morning. So when the Kohanim would wake up, some of them would wake up early. If they wanted to clean off the Mizbeach, Mashkim V'tovel Ad Shelo Yavo HaMemuna, they would get they would go to the mikvah before the Mamuna. The Mamuna was the head officer, the head Kohen who was on duty, before he would come to wake up the Kohanim. So some of the Kohanim would wake up early to go to the mikvah so that they would be ready to do the Trumas Hadeshin, to clean off the Mizbeach before he arrived. What time was it that the officer would come to wake up the Kohanim to start the Avodah of the day? Lokol Aitim Shavus. It wasn't the same time every day. Pamim shuba mikrus hagever. Sometimes it would happen when the rooster would crow. O samachlo milafanav omeachorov. Sometimes a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later. Hamemuna ba, the mamuna would come, the officer would come. Vidafak alehen, and he would knock on the door of the shar of the Beis Hamoked. Vehein pischulo, and they would open it up for him. Amalahen, he would say to them, ba, mi shetabal yavo biyafis. Anybody who has already gone to the mikvah in preparation for the days of Avoda, so he should come and he will partake in the lottery each day that they would do in order to decide which Kohen would do which parts of the Avodah. Hifisu, so they would perform the lottery. The lottery is not described here, but the Gemara Maseches Yuma describes how the lottery would work, how the one Kohen would take off his hat, and they would start counting there, and all the other Kohanim would put out either one or two fingers, and the Mamuna would think of a very large number, and he would start counting the fingers, and however many people put out, he didn't know how many it was. He would start with the Kohen who took off his hat, and he would continue counting until he got to his large number. When he got to that large number, that person was the one who was picked. And when that person was picked, so then they would pick the surrounding Kohanim near him, they would divide up the rest of the Avodah. So Hifisu, so they would do this lottery, and Misha Zocha, Zochabo, and whoever was Zocha to do the different parts of the Avodah, so they would be Zocha, they would merit to do the Avodah. And that's what our Mishnah tells us. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. How do I know that there were three places in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim, part of the job of the Kohanim, was actually to guard those places, to stand guard outside of these places in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Amar Kra, V'hachonim, Lifnei HaMishkan, Lifnei O Moed, Mizracha, Moshe V'aron Ubanov, Shomrim, Mishmeres HaMikdash, Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael. So it was when the Jews were camping before the Mishkan to the east, before the Olam Moed, where the sun would rise, Moshe Aaron Ubarov, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons. So lists three different groups, so to speak. So, you know, Bunov is plural, but it says Moshe, Aaron, and Bunov. So three different people. Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash. So they would guard the Mishmeres of the Mikdash, the Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael, to guard the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, that's very nice. Amar, Amri, in. So this is a good source. This is a good source. Shimur ba'alma, eshuchon debay. This tells us that there's a general shimur, that you need to have people who are watching out around the Mishkan, around the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have a general guarding. Skip these next three words because most of the kisveyad take them out. Mihu masnisin katani, but our Mishnah taught, bishlosha mekomos hakohanim shomrim bebeis HaMikdash. That there were three places in particular that the Kohanim would serve, would guard in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ilukra Kohanim Ulevim Bahadei Hadadiksiv. But in the Pasuk, if you look carefully, it's Moshe Aaron Ubanov. So Moshe wasn't a Kohen, Moshe was a Levi. So it sounds like there were three people guarding Moshe Aaron and Banov, but they weren't all Kohanim. So Armin says that there were three places that the Kohanim were guarding. So how is this a good source for our Mishnah? It's a good source for the concept of Shimur, but it's not a good source for the details that there were three places that specifically the Kohanim would guard. So the Gemara answers, Imri Hamar. So you have to, they say that this is how you have to read the pasuk. Hakonim lifnei hamishkan, kedma lifnei omoed, mizracha, Moshe. So in front of the Mishkan, when the Jews were camping in front of the Mishkan in the east before the sunrise, before the Olam in the direction of the sunrise, so that was Moshe would stand there. The Hazar Aaron Ubanov Shomrei Mishmeres HaMikdash, and then afterwards, comma, Aaron and his children, they would be Shomer the Mishmeres HaMikdash. They would guard the base the Mishkan or the base HaMikdash. Aaron Bechad Makom, Aaron would be in one place. Ubanov Bishnei Mekomos, and then each of his children would each be in a different place. So Aaron would be one child would be in a second place, and then another child would be in a third place. So that's how you find three places. Mimai, how do you know that you should read the pasuk this way? Midechsiv achonim uksiv shomrim, since it first says they camped, and then it says they guarded. So hachonim l'chud v'shomrim l'chud. Moshe was part of the campers. He was camping out. And the Kohanim, Aaron and his children, they were shomrim. They were guarding. Ema kul v'chad makom l'chudei. So the Gemara says, wait a second. How do I know that this means that there were still three different places? We know that Aaron and each of his sons, that adds up to three. But how do I know that they were three different places? Maybe they were all in one place. V'chad makom l'chudei. Maybe it was all in one place. So the Gemara says, lo zal gadaitach. Don't think that. Ma Moshe b'chad makom, just like Moshe was only in one place, he could only be in one place at one time. So too, af Aaron ubanov b'chad makom l'chudei. So therefore, each Aaron and his children, they were each only in one place. Okay. They were each in one separate place. So therefore, Aaron was in one place, child one was in one place, and child two was in another place. So then Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Miseifa Dekra. Rav Ashi says, I'll give you another reason why you can understand that they were in three different places and that Aaron and his children weren't all standing in one place. Shomrim Mishmeres Miseifa Dekra, because the end of the pasuk says, Shomrim Mishmeres Lemishmeres, that they're, the language of Shomrim Mishmeres Lemishmeres, the word Shimur, the Shoresh of Shamar being used three times in the pasuk. So that implies that there must have been three separate places that were being guarded by Aaron and his children. So that's the makor that the Gemara brings for this concept that's mentioned in the Mishnah, that part of the job of the Kohanim was to guard these three different places. Now the Gemara is going to address on the next page, and the Gemara is going to address each of the three different places and what exactly was happening there. So the Gemara says, Beis Avtinas u Beis Hanitzotz. When the base of Tinas, the place where the family of Kohanim from Avtinas who would prepare the Ketoris, which was the shar, the gate where the sun would, where the rays of sun would come in on the side of the Azara. So the Gemara says, Iboilu. The Mishnah taught us that those places had two levels. They had Alios. There was a lower level and an upper level. So the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question. Alios Mamishavu? Were they really two stories in those places? O Dilma Dahavu Givihi Migva Kealios. Or maybe it was just that there was an elevation. It was like there were two stories because there were some elevated places there, but it wasn't actually that it was a two-story structure. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that it was actually the case that there were two stories in the Beis Avtinas and the Beis Hanitzotz. What's the raya? The Gemara brings from a Mishnah, Titznam, Shebet Safon, Shar Hanitzotz. In the north, on that northern wall of the Azara, there was the Shar Hanitzotz, Kimin Achsadra. And it was built, there was like an open space, Haya, it was built an open space, Ve'aliya Benuya Algaba, and then there was a second story built on top of it, Sheha Kohanim Shomrim Milamala, that the Kohanim, they would stand on that upper level of the Beis Hanitzotz, Ve'halaviyim Milamata. And the Leviim would stand on the lower level. Upesach hayel alachol, and there was an opening that would lead to the chol. Just to go back to our diagram. One second. So you can see that the Beis Hanitzotz is right here. So this is the shar that where the rays of light would come in. That's why it's called Beis Hanitzotz. And you see this passageway that was between the wall of the Azara and the outer wall of the base of Harabayas. So this is called the Chael. This was like the passageway that would lead out from the Azara outside of the Harabayas. So that is what's being described here in the Mishnah, and it's saying that there was one level where the Kohanim would stand. That was the upper level, and then below that was the Leviim, that they would stand underneath of it. The Halavim Ilmata, Upesa Chayelo Lechol, there was an opening to the Chol. So therefore you see very clearly that there were actually two stories where one group of people could stand on top and another group of people could stand on the bottom, not just that there was like some sort of elevation that took place that would not allow for two people to be standing one on top of the other. Great. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. We just introduced that there were Kohanim standing on top and guarding, and then there were Leviim standing on the bottom. So how do we know that there were Kohanim on the top and Leviim on the bottom? The Tanur Rabbanon, because we also learn in Braisa, based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'ilavu alecha v'yisharasucha, that the Leviim are going to accompany and serve the Kohanim. The Gemara says it must be referring to the Leviim participating and helping out, supporting the Kohanim in the Kohanim's job. What's the Kohanim's job? Part of the Kohanim's job is to guard. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer, ba'avodascha kasu medaber? Are you really telling me that they would help with the Kohanim's job, that they would guard them? Oh, eno ela be'avodasam. Or maybe that when the pasuk says that they would be malave and misharis the Kohanim, that they would assist the Kohanim, that doesn't mean they would actually help the Kohanim in the Kohanim's jobs. Rather, they would help the Kohanim by doing their job. What was their job? Their job was to take care of the Kalim and to carry the Kalim. So the Gemara says, Kishihu Omer, the pasuk says, These psukim are both in Bamidbar. They're right. They're two psukim apart from one another. So he said, no, the pasuk later says, Kishu Omer, v'nilvu alecha v'shamru l'chol kelav l'chol avodaso, when it describes that the Levim would accompany the Kohanim by carrying the kelim, so hareba avodaso mamor. That's talking about the job of the Levim. Hamani mekayim v'yelavu alecha v'yishar sucha. So what was the previous pasuk talking about, that the Kohanim would accompany, that the Levim would accompany the Kohanim in the work, and be masharis the Kohanim? It must be ba'avodascha kasuv medaber. It must be that the Levim would even assist the Kohanim in their own work. And whereas the Kohanim would be shomer in three places, the Levim also played a role in the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll see tomorrow, we're going to finish up this daf, but we'll see in tomorrow's daf what role the Levim played in this act of guarding the Beis HaMikdash. But we see that the Kohanim and Levim both played a role in the shimur of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the Gemara says, HaKetzad, how would this be? Kohanim shomer melamala, Levim melata. So in the Beis HaNitzotz and the Beis HaAbtinis, so the Kohanim would guard from the top, and the Levim would guard from the bottom on the lower level. So the Gemara says, Beis HaMoked, Kipa Ubayis Gadol Haya. So we said in the Mishnah that the Beis HaMoked, which is where the Kohanim were sleeping and hanging out, so that was a large area with a dome on top of it. And the Gemara says, V'chad Shimor Hu Dahava B'Beis HaMoked. There was one guard in the Beis HaMoked. But the Gemara says, Ramini, wait a second. Shnei Sha'arim Haya B'Beis HaMoked. If you go back to our diagram, there were two gates in the Beis HaMoked. See, there was one gate. Echad pasuach lechel, echad pasuach lazara. If you look carefully here, I'm sorry, I know it's small. So here's the Beis HaMoked. So there was one gate right here, which led into the Azara. And then there was another gate over here, which led into the chel outside of Har Abayis. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Isn't it the case that there were two gates? If there were two gates, shouldn't we have two Kohanim, one guarding each gate? So the Gemara says, "Ramini shnei sharim hayu beis hamoked echa pasuach lechel ve'echa pasuach lazara." Amar Rabbi Yehuda, "B'zeh shenichnasin lazara pishpesh katan hayelo shebo nichnasin lipo shazara." And in that gate that led from the Beis HaMoked into the Azara, there was a large gate, and then there was like a small little entryway that would allow the Kohanim to kind of check in quickly into the Azara. So you see that there were two gates, so there should really be two Kohanim guarding, one at each gate. So the Gemara says, since the gates were parallel to one another, they were opposite one another, so therefore, Sagi Luhu Bechad Shomer, one guard was sufficient. He could just stand in one place and he could look to the right and look to the left. He could cover both gates by looking in both directions. So now we'll just finish off with this last piece. So the Gemara said that this Beis HaMoked was Mukaf Rovdim Shel Evan. So that there was a dome, and outside of the dome there were protrusions of stone, which is where the Ziknei Beis Av, or the elderly Kohanim, the ones who were older that were the heads of the Beis Av, the head of that group. So they would sleep on those protrusions, whereas the rest of the Kohanim would be on the floor. So the Gemara says, Mukif Rovdin Shel Evin, Ruvdin Mainihu. What were these protrusions? What were these brocks? Gezersa Itstavsa Desalki Behul Itstavsa. So there were protrusions that would go up, they were cut stones that would go up in like a stair-like fashion, where there would be larger ones at the bottom and they would get smaller and smaller as you went up. But that they would be such that you could climb up from one to the next, and you could have people on all levels. So the Gemara says, "Umi havu mifalgi avanim." Is that really the case that they would cut rocks in half when they were building the Beis HaMikdash? Vaksib, doesn't the pasuk tell us in Malachim, "Vahabayis v'havanoso even shlema"? When they would build the bayis, they would use full rocks. So it sounds like they only used full rocks. So how do they have protrusions of different lengths? That means they would have to cut the rocks to different sizes. So Amar Baye. No, they didn't cut the stones inside the Beis HaMikdash. When they were building the Beis HaMikdash, they were obviously never cutting stones, but they would prepare the stones outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They would cut them there, and then they would bring to the Beis HaMikdash different sized stones. Like the pasuk says, Avnei Eser Amos, Avnei Shmon Amos, because there were some stones of Eser Amos and some stones of 8 Amos. So we will hold it here for tonight. I think we were able to get in our quota for today. We'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow night, same time, same place on the Zoom. And if anyone has one or two questions or any comments for me to take, keep in mind as we continue, I'm happy to open it up if anyone wants to unmute themselves.
Rabbi? Just
make sure that it's effective. Has any suggestions? I want to keep to the time frame, so I kind of went through it quickly.
Rabbi, what are they protecting against? What's the Shemira for?
Yeah, so most of the Rishonim assume, one, there is a minority position in the Rishonim that the Shemira was actually theft or to prevent from someone walking in and doing something that would be dangerous. But the majority of the Rishonim assume anius b'makom ashirus, that the Beis HaMikdash was such a place of plenty that it would be beneath the Beis HaMikdash to be concerned with petty things like that. There's no anius b'makom ashirus. If something was stolen, so great, you buy a new one. So most Rishonim assume that it was a din in kavod or yiras harabayis, that there should be a special kavod that there are guards at harabayis, that if you have a place that's important, so then what you do is you have guards, because that's what, that's like, the queen's guards in England, right? That you try to, but they're not there because you're nervous about a thief or doing something dangerous. They're there because it's a kavod to the bias. Okay, so this pace was okay. We're trying to go, we're doing quickly, but we're trying to be accommodating. So this was awesome. Thank you all for joining. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Shkayach.
Thank you very much.
All right. Shkayach.
Shkayach, thank you.
Thank you so much. Very nice.
My pleasure. Okay.